الرحمن الرحيم، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا وعلمنا ما ينفعنا وزدنا علما يا رب العالمين. Respected brothers and sisters, Alhamdulillah, we in our small Dars of Quran that we have here, Alhamdulillah, we started a few months ago, or 1 or 2 months ago, mashallah. And we have completed Surah An-Naba, Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen. And now, inshallah, we're going to continue to Surah An-Nadiat, which is the next Surah in the 30th Juz. And so Surah An-Naba was talking about matters of Qiyamah. And it was really stressing the point about a person, what happens when they reach to the hereafter, where they'll see Jannah, they'll see Jahannam, and those the frightening day of Qiyamah. That was really focused on Surah An-Naba, because that is the greatest news. So now, what Surah An-Nadiat does, and this is what the Quran is, when you connect ayat to ayat, you connect surah by surah. Whenever one topic wasn't covered in one surah, Allah will cover it in like the next surah, maybe one of the following surahs. This is how the Quran works, right? It's the style of the Quran. So I'll give you the idea here, is that in Naba, Allah talks about Jannah and Jahannam, Allah talks about Qiyamah. Only we're missing one piece of the puzzle to get to the hereafter, which is death. So Naziat will talk about maut and death. And that's how it starts off with. And this is something that we have to come to terms with as human beings, and especially as Muslims, respected brothers and sisters, that we have to recognize our life in this world is temporary. Allah has put us in this world for a temporary existence. We're not going to be here forever. It's so ajeeb to us that we live so comfortably, not even realizing that the next second is not even determined or confirmed for us. Could you imagine, subhanAllah, if Allah wanted at this moment that my life will be ending, can anyone stop it? Malakul Maut is always there. The angel of death is always moving above us. It's not to make someone feel depressed. Rather, a person should accept the reality and understand what to do. Does that make sense? Like, if you didn't want to take the exam, you're going to fail. You have to take the exam. So rather than complain about it, get ready for it and get used to it. And when you do that, inshallah ta'ala, life becomes so much more meaningful. If I only knew I had one last day here in this world, how would you live your life? You'd probably be the happiest person. You'll make sure that I leave with the most beautiful things before I leave this world. I'll make sure I fix every grudge. I'll make sure I make everyone happy. I'll make sure that I enjoy myself too. This is how a Muslim is, that he understands the value of life, because he understood the value of death. Does that make sense? So keeping this in mind, mashallah, this is also what the Naziat starts off with. It starts off with this beautiful explanation about what the angels do. وَالنَّازِعَاتِ غَرْقًا وَالنَّاشِطَاتِ نَشْطًا وَالسَّابِحَاتِ سَبْحًا فَالسَّابِقَاتِ سَبَقًا فَالْمُدَبِّرَاتِ أَمْرًا. Allah describes the process of the angels. What do they do? My son asked me, actually yesterday, he said, Baba, how does it feel to die? Ajeeb question, huh? Ajeeb question. I said, subhanAllah, I haven't received it yet, so I don't know. But I can tell you what Rasulullah taught us and what the Quran teaches us. وَالنَّازِعَاتِ غَرْقًا. Allah says, I swear by the angels that plunge in and غَرْقًا, they submerge themselves, they drown themselves in the body and pull out the soul. وَالنَّازِعَاتِ غَرْقًا. Whose death is this, brothers of Islam? Where the angels have to jump in, drive into the person and pull the soul out from the bottom of the feet. This is the soul of a kafir, a disbeliever. Allah Ta'ala says, وَالنَّازِعَاتِ غَرْقًا. Understand that maut is a serious matter. If you did not do the right things, then maut will be very terrifying. What happens at the time of maut for the kafir? I may Allah save us from this, Ya Rabbal Alameen. What happens at that time for the kafir is this. Rasulullah says he sees the malaika and he sees the angels coming closer and closer to him. And at that moment, he becomes terrified. So when they come to try to pull out the soul, his soul rushes to the bottom of his toes. So the angels have to dive into his body and rip it out, the soul. Rasulullah gave the example, like you rip a silk cloth through a thorny bush. That's what Rasulullah told us. May Allah save us, Ya Rabbal Alameen. This is one type. What's the other type? وَالنَّاشِطَاتِ نَشْطًا. Those who are so energetic and so excited to come to meet you. Allah says there are two types of angels here. One is the one that's coming there to submerge in you and rip you out. The other type is the ones who are so excited to come see you. Because at this moment, subhanAllah, for a mu'min, a Muslim to die, it is one of those beloved things. I know it's difficult for the people of the dunya, but for the sama, for the angels, they said, we have been taking care of him so long, finally we can meet him in person. Does that make sense? Now you can see them. That's why the Rasulullah told us that at the time of death, the malakul maut will come in either a very wicked and evil form, or you'll come in the form that you most beautifully like. That's why people, when they're about to pass away, they often say, like, I see my son right now, or I see my dada right now, I see this and this, right? Because the malaika, when they come to you, they're going to come in the best form, the form that you would like to see. Does that make sense? So for example, if someone, subhanAllah, lost their mother, the mashallah, the malakul maut will come in such a beautiful form. He's like, oh, mommy's here, right? I feel better, inshallah, that you leave very easily. They are so happy to meet you.
Wallahi, they are so happy to meet you. All the doors of the heavens are closed. When the angels take out this soul of the believer, it's like Rasulullah said, when it's like hair on oil. You put your finger on the hair and it comes off like this. It's so excited to leave because you're seeing the angels, you're seeing everything, subhanAllah, and you're ready for to leave, right? So when you go, the angels take you on this amazing tour. They first take you up all the way through all the different skies. All the gates are closed. But then what happens is an announcement is made by your name that such and such Abdullah is coming. So now the gates open and the malaika giving salam. Sama number one. Sky number two, same thing. Three, four, five, six, seven. You go through every sky. Rasulullah told us this. It's all from Rasulullah. It's amazing, right? He said that you go through every sky, the angels are welcoming you up. But then you go beyond the seventh sky, you go up to the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And then Allah Ta'ala says, this is the most beautiful thing. Allah Ta'ala says, Raditu bi 'abdi. I'm pleased with my servant. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allah is happy with you. The angels hear this. This is such a joy for them. You have, mashallah, in this life, subhanAllah, we drive small little, this kind of Sienna, whatever, small little thing, right? Your entourage, the group that follows you, the malaika that follow you up and down, subhanAllah, right? This is the first part. Because you go up first, you go through this salam process, then you come back in, and then you come back into the body. And it's waited to now to be put into the qabr. Does that make sense, right? وَالنَّازِعَاتِ غَرْقًا وَالنَّاشِطَاتِ نَشْطًا. The angels are not slow. سَابِحَات, they flow very swiftly. They move so quickly. They don't hesitate. They don't stutter, or they don't get tired or lazy. They go quickly to get their job done. فَالسَّابِقَاتِ سَبَقًا. The angels are actually competing with one another to see who can be the first one to go and take out your soul. Malaika that come to you at the time of death as a Muslim, inshallah. Allah the make us from them, Ya Rabbal Alameen. At that time of death, the angels are so excited, they're rushing and racing. I want to meet him. I want to meet him. I want to meet him. You were so popular. Could you imagine? How popular were you? Hadith of Rasulullah says that Allah Ta'ala, when he loves a slave, he mentions him by name. I said, Jibreel, I love this servant. So you must love him now. So Jibreel, he loves the servant so much, he goes and says to all the malaika, oh malaika, such and such Abdullah Muhammad, Allah loves him. So you all have to love him too. And then the malaika go down to the dunya and they say, oh, all the people, all the animals, all the creatures, all the plants, all the clouds, Allah loves this person. You have to love him too. SubhanAllah. You were so popular. MashaAllah, who needed this popularity contest in high school? Who needs this garbage? Allah said, you're so popular with the malaika. Allah Akbar. فَالسَّابِقَاتِ سَبَقًا فَالْمُدَبِّرَاتِ أَمْرًا. And they're all executing. مُدَبِّرَاتِ أَمْرًا. They're all executing a plan. Why are the malaika doing this, my brothers and Islam? Why the malaika take souls? What is the purpose of taking the soul? Where are they going to go? Hashr, Qiyamah. Everyone is moving towards Qiyamah. Allah says, I made this process of life and death so you and I can understand that one day we have to go. Yawma tarjufu rajifa. Wait for the day when the earthquake happens. Okay? So may Allah give us this understanding. And may, people should not be scared of maut. Rather, they should be excited. Rasulullah said, Man ahabba liqa Allahi, ahabba Allahu liqa'ahu. Whoever loves to meet Allah, Allah loves to meet them. Don't be scared. Prepare. It's something we all have to get through, inshallah ta'ala. May Allah give us the best mouth, inshallah. Wa kalima la ilaha illa Muhammadur Rasulullah. Jazakumullah khairan wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.